Chairs No Waiting, episode number 260, Leroy Mack on the Mayberry Cruise 2013. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week, folks, by the wonderful folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and check out some of their new items. They got a whole bunch of brand new sweatshirts and hoodies that you can go and check out, from Mayberry Choppers to Mayberry Union High. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check them out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 260, is my lovely wife, Jan Newsom. Hello, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting. It's great to have you with me here in Mayberry. And wow, we're at 260. It seems like just last week we're at 250, and we were celebrating with Betty Lynn, one of the cast members from The Andy Griffith Show. And here we are already 10 weeks further along, or 10 episodes at a minimum, further along, and we're going to actually be able to celebrate a little bit this week with one of the country boys that were on The Andy Griffith Show. Now, you may remember them from the episode because they were in Floyd's Barbershop. I don't know if you guys remember that, but in the episode, we had the country boys over in Floyd's Barbershop. Now, those guys were there recording a record for Mr. Maxwell and his record company. I don't know if you remember that or not, but Leroy Mack was the Drobo player. And if you're watching the video version, you see in a picture right here of him, he's right on the front playing the Drobo right there in the front. And here is just a sound clip from that episode. So let's go ahead and hear that real quick.
They're great, Sheriff. I'm glad you like them. It's just the kind of music I was looking for, authentic. And I've got you to thank for it, Sheriff.
Yeah.
We appreciate you letting us play for you, Mr. Maxwell.
Well, thank you.
We sure appreciate you letting us buy stock in your recording company, too.
Well, let's hope it works out well for all of us. Well, thanks again, boys. That'll be all for tonight.
All right.
See you, boys.
Night now.
That's Leroy right there. That's Leroy. It started to play again. But this is Leroy when he said,
sure appreciate you letting us buy stock in your recording company, too.
Well, let's hope it works out well for all of us.
So that is Leroy, and that is one of his claims to fame as far as acting and being in television. Yeah, that is who we're going to be visiting with tonight on the Mayberry Cruise. So it is. I'm so thankful he was able to go with us. He had gone on one of the very first ones. I think it was the first Mayberry Cruise, and this was his chance. He got to go back again this year with us on the 8th Mayberry Cruise. So let's go ahead and get this started, because we've got about an 18-minute interview period here with Leroy, and I know you're going to enjoy it. So just sit back where you are and jump in when you can and hang on. So here's Leroy Mack on the open seas on the Mayberry Cruise 2013.
Oh, that's great. All right, come on up here, Leroy. Let's give Leroy a big hand.
Thank you.
He had his big line there. You go ahead and deliver it to him. You deliver it to him.
We appreciate you letting us invest in your recording company, too.
All right, there it is.
Of course, you know, I didn't say appreciate right the first time. I said appreciate, and Andy had to correct me and just knock off that A and say appreciate. So I've been appreciating it for a lot of years. Enjoy it. A lot of the recently, I probably answered a lot of questions over the years that we've been coming to Mayberry. So I've been trying to think of something new I could say about the show. But recently, for some reason, people have been asking me, is that the same dobro you played on the show? And the answer is no, that's not the same one, but I still have that old dobro. It was the first one that I ever owned. And I bought it from a fella that I met at a pawn shop when I was actually looking for a dobro. And I went to the pawn shop, and the fella was standing there as I was talking with the pawn shop guy, and asked him about a dobro. Did he have one for sale? And he said no. And the guy next to me says, well, I've got one of those. And I said, okay. So we went over to his house and he pulled it out, and it was a mess. That Dobro on the back side of it had been painted with red fluorescent paint all the way up and down the back of it. And he said that he bought it at a sale at the studios. It had been used as a clown guitar in a movie. So I'd like to see the movie. That'd be interesting. So where it came from. But anyway, as it turned out, it turned out to be a really rare Dobro, because it had a four-way matched walnut back. And after we scraped all the paint off of it, we could see that. And I didn't know how valuable it was until we went to Nashville shortly after that. And one of the guys had been playing Dobro for a long time. And one of the bands there, he looked at it and he says, "You want to sell that?" I said, "Well, I don't know." He said, "Well, I've got two Dobros here. I'll trade you for it." I said, "No, I think I'll hang on to it." But anyway, this is the strap that was on the Dobro that I played on the show. And here's a trivia question. What does it say on the strap right in the front?
Turn it around.
If lost, return to Leroy.
Leroy is what it says on it. But I've been using that strap for over 50 years there. Anyway.
Don't grab that. We're watching.
Question right there.
How old were you when you
were on that show? I was 20 years old. Yes, sir.
Did you keep the suit that you wore on that show?
No, I didn't. No, I had that jacket. I noticed that the other day I was going through some old pictures, and that jacket that I wore, it was in a lot of the pictures. I thought, well, it was our own clothes. It wasn't from costume or anything. We just wore what we normally wore.
I wonder what happened to the album that they painted with,
Mayberry. Yeah, I think that was just a mock-up thing. But, you know, we did make an album with Andy after the show. It was called Theme Songs and Laughs from the Andy Griffith Show. And I looked for a copy of that for years and years, and it was so long after it had been released, and I didn't get one when it came out. And one evening we had gone out to the Pasadena Playhouse for a play, and at the halftime we walked around to get a coffee or something, and there was a record store there. So I went in, and I said, "Yeah." You know, I gave him the name of the album, the Andy Griffith theme song. I said, let me look. So he went in and he pulled off the shelf a pristine copy in cellophane. I thought, I'll take it. You know, I think it was $25 or something like that. But it was well worth it. Yeah, Phil.
Who was the fiddle player that did the solo?
That gentleman's name was Curly Fox. And he happened to be out on the West Coast. He played on the Hometown Jamboree and local TV shows. A good fiddle player.
How about the juice harp player?
You know, that guy, he was a comedian. And I remember seeing him around, but I can't recall his name. Yeah. Some of the other folks in our band, had actually gone on to be quite famous. Clarence White, the guitar player. Now there are three brothers in that band. Clarence played guitar, Roland played the mandolin, and Eric played the bass. Clarence was tragically killed in 1973 when he was, after a engagement, he was putting his instruments in the car, and a drunk driver ran right into the back of him, killed him. And Roland was there too, and he got hit, but he was knocked out of the way. But the guitar that he's playing in this episode is a very famous guitar, because Tony Rice, who is a famous bluegrass guitarist, obtained his guitar. And he played it on a lot of famous albums and whatnot. And there's been stories and stories and stories about that guitar.
Are two of the White Rebels twins?
No. No, they were, that was Clarence and Roland. And Eric, they were dark haired. Eric was blonde. And
they look very much alike.
They do. Kind of a little funny story. Billy Ray, who plays the banjo, when I, after I got to know him a bit, told me when he first saw, now they're French Canadian, the White, they're actually their name is LeBlanc. And they were from Maine. And so they're kind of dark complected and dark hair, and Billy Ray's from Arkansas. And he told me one time, he says, "Man," he said, "I saw them Mexicans up there playing bluegrass. I couldn't believe it."
You got a question back there in the back.
Yeah.
The question was, how long did Leroy play with the Country Boys?
It was about 4 years. Mm-hmm. We started out as the Country Boys, and then when we went to make our first album, the people that were putting out the album said that, you know, the Country Boys is too generic, and there was, Mac Wiseman had a group called the Country Boys, so they said, we need to change your name. And in fact, the people that did that album were pretty famous on their own. One was Tex Ritter, the other one was Johnny Bond, and Joe Mafus, and Merle Travis. So they were the owners of the Briar record album, and they put that record together. So they said, Merle Travis happened to be, there is a order of Kentucky Colonels. It's a fraternal group. And so he was a Kentucky Colonel, and he got permission from them to use the name. So,
you did have a ring on your left hand.
Yes.
I looked for it.
You saw it? Okay. There's a little story with that ring as well I'll share with you. This was before, well, Jan was in my life here at this time, but we weren't married yet. And I had bought that ring that was just a kind of a silver, I think it was white gold. And I bought it from a guy that came into my dad's business trying to raise some money for what I don't know. But anyway, I paid, I think it was $5 for the ring. And after when we first got married, I had that ring sized down, and we didn't have any money. I mean, we were poor, poor, poor. So that was Jan's wedding ring. And so we had gone fishing up to a lake about up from us there in California. And we were camping out, and so Jan went to the shower.
Can I just correct your story?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was
engagement.
Oh, okay. Okay, my mistake. But it's important. Anyway, so she went into the ladies for a shower, and somehow that ring slipped off her finger, and it went down the drain. So she was going berserk and got a hold of the plumber, the maintenance guy, and said, "I've lost my wedding ring down in the drain.
Engagement ring.
Engagement ring. So anyway, he came out there and he had got his snake out, and he worked and worked and worked, and he finally got caught on it, and he brings it out, and he lifts it up, and he said, "This is it." Yeah. Anyway, that's the story of the ring.
That's cool.
The group that we see in the barbershop.
Yeah.
Is that the entire Country Boys, or is that the group?
That's the group. Yeah. That was the whole group. Actually, they started out the White brothers and their sister, and they and I think then she left. But they were known when they were just really little kids. They were called the Three Little Country Boys, and then they dropped off the country.
They didn't get much bigger.
They did.
I was going to say that.
They did.
Yeah, this past Mayberry Days, we got to meet Roland, and Roland is still about that high. Do you get to play with him very much, or is this...
Just when I get to Nashville, we try to, or he gets out on the coast, we did, last summer, we did a show out west.
Well, this Mayberry Days was the first time I had met Roland, and so it was fun to see you guys interacting with one another. You could definitely tell you guys have worked a lot.
Oh, it was fun watching him because he had no idea what to expect. I thought, he's going to come unglued when David Browning comes out there and starts acting up. But he got into it. He enjoyed it.
Did you guys have to audition the country boys? How did you get them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. We went down. We lived, we were very close to Hollywood. We were just over the hill from Hollywood, so what, you know, we didn't have to travel or anything. But we did, we went down and they just, it was just kind of automatic. I think after we did it, it wasn't kind of like a formal audition that we played, and they said, yeah, that's it, that's what we want.
Yeah. Do you remember what song you auditioned?
Ooh, I don't remember. Yeah, that's a good song. David.
Did you say that you worked with Tex Ritter?
Tex Ritter was one of the owners of the record company that we made our first album with that renamed us Kentucky Colonels. Yeah. Tex and John, of course, you probably know John Ritter from... Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have
a question.
Jen has a question. She's wanting to ask him, was it a wedding ring or an engagement ring?
We know that Eddie heard your group on the radio, and do you have any idea what song it was that
you heard on the radio? You know, I don't have no idea of what song it was, or just that was just a hearsay thing anyway that he heard on the radio, so we're not sure.
How many years have y'all been married?
52.
Yeah. Well, let's play Leroy's other appearance here.
Yeah, we're going to take about 30 minutes and about 30 seconds and show you the rest of my TV appearances.
No, you can't. This is not a football.
But I won't drop him.
He's a squirmer, Ope. What's that?
It sounds like music from outside.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. Well, we'll all have chicken and dumplings when she comes. Yes, we'll have some chicken and dumplings when she comes.
Now you might notice that someone was missing. It's kind of a crowded scene there, but someone of the band is missing. Did you see Roland, the mandolin player? He was short. He got that short. That could have been, but that's not the issue. Wasn't the issue. And I didn't know this until Mayberry Days when I was talking to Roland. I thought that he was in the Army by that time. He says, no. He says, I couldn't go tape that because I was at the draft board that day.
How much difference is there between playing a dobro and a regular guitar? I was curious. Is there a lot of difference in how?
There's quite a bit of difference, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, you're playing with a steel bar on this hand, and it's almost like playing a guitar with one finger, really. Yeah, because you're picking out the notes with the
bar. And what made you interested in playing the dobro when you started?
First met the country boy, my aha moment was hearing a Flatten Scruggs record, and I thought, man, that sound is, I just can't believe it. Yeah. So then I heard the country boys on the radio, and went down, it was a live performance, and I went right down and talked to them, and they said, well, come on over to the house, we practice every day, and so I did, and at some point in time through there, Roland said, well, you know what? We need a dobro player in the band, so go find a dobro, learn how to play it, and join the band. So that's what I do.
Oh, well, folks, let's give Leroy a big hand. He's Leroy and Jan, I tell them every time, I follow them on Facebook, and so I get to see their adventures as they travel throughout the country, and I enjoy that all the time. Every few days, Jan's posting some really wonderful pictures of them. And they have been great friends to Mayberry fans ever since we met them, which was several years ago, which I didn't realize how many years ago until I started looking back in pictures and realizing, wow, I've known this since a long time. Y'all been coming to Mayberry Days for a long time. So we really appreciate you guys. So let's give them another big hand. Thank you.
All right. Well, if you guys enjoy that, Leroy McNeese and his wife, Jan, are absolutely some of the most wonderful people you'll ever be around. And I do enjoy watching and following them on Facebook. And Leroy has a website, so you can go to Leroy Mack, M-A-C-K, it's LeroyMack.com, Leroy Mack. And you can go there, and there's new albums there, there's some photos, there's all kinds of stuff about Leroy right there on his website. And I definitely want to encourage you to head over there and check it out, because again, Leroy and Jan, both just the salt of the earth, and it is so great to be able to be with them. And they're already scheduled to be going with us next year on the Mayberry Cruise, where we're going to be heading to, let's see, where was it? Grand Cayman and Jamaica. So if you can go, this will be a great trip. My understanding is right now they've already scheduled to have Leroy and Jan. They'll be there along with George Lindsay Jr. George Lindsay is Goober, and George Lindsay Jr. is his son, and he'll be heading with us out to Grand Cayman and to, Jamaica, and it's the first week first week of November, I do believe. I'll look that up for us real quick, but it's the first week of November. We're going to be heading on the Mayberry Cruise next year in 2014, so if you're hearing this, it would be 2014. There is a Mayberry Cruise Facebook page, so you can go there. If you go to facebook.com/Mayberry Cruise, all one word, you'll be able to see the information about the upcoming event. And it is going to be November 1st is when we set sail of 2014 for 5 days in the Caribbean. So definitely head over, and there's all kinds of pictures and stuff there too. So if you head over to Mayberry Cruise on the Facebook page, you'll be able to check it out. And there's pictures from past events. And so you'll get a little bit of an idea about it if you didn't get an idea tonight from the podcast. So that's all I have for you guys tonight, because we're running fairly long. We're already several minutes into the show. So folks, I want to thank you for spending time with me here in Mayberry. It's always great to spend time with you, and I am so thankful to be able to share some of these Mayberry memories with you, because I know how much I enjoy them, and I just have to assume that if you're listening to this podcast, that you enjoy them too. So folks, I'd love to hear from you, and you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can call me and leave a message at 888-684-8415. You can drop by the Two Chairs No Waiting pages on the internet, which are twochairsnowaiting.com, or you can head over to the Facebook page at facebook.com/twochairs and leave comments there, and I'll get them from you there. However you'd like to get in touch with me, I would love to hear from you. So until next time, folks, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you in Mayberry. Good night, everybody.